Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Oh, boy. Look at the timing on that one. Look at the timing on that one. They haven't even interviewed Joe Biden yet for the thousands and thousands of documents that he had tucked away next to his Corvette in his garage, in his beach house. One of several homes that are owned by the government employee, Joe Biden. But now they're going to indict former President Donald J. Trump once again. I had this reaction earlier this morning as I was listening to the news, heading up to the radio studios this morning. And there was another guy standing in the elevator with me. I said, they are deliberately trying to destroy this country. And he said, well, they're doing a pretty damn good job of it. And then he just walked off in disgust at this news, political persecution of Donald Trump. And yet the complete hypocrisy of the way that this weaponized federal government is now covering for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Tim in Billings had a great response that he shared with me earlier this morning. One of our Montana Talks listeners says, oh, look at the timing on this one. So just as congressional investigators, just as the House of Representatives was finally getting access to this FBI document showing that Joe Biden was allegedly paid $5 million as part of a bribery scheme, and this came from a solid source, according to even the Joe Biden-run FBI, now all of a sudden they move to indict Donald J. Trump. It's not just about going after Donald J. Trump. It's about protecting Joe Biden at the exact same time. I'm just going to whip together a quick little montage of reactions for you here this morning, starting with President Trump himself from Truth Social.
Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds. We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them.
All right, Stephen Miller, a prominent Trump advisor, especially on illegal immigration strategy, had this on Fox News last night.
That I believe history will record today is the day that we ceased to be a democratic republic and we became a people ruled by an unelected government bureaucracy. You have the Department of Justice deciding who can be president and who cannot be president. It is not a coincidence, as you talked about, that this comes out, this indictment comes out on the same day that we have credible evidence of a bribery scheme that goes all the way up to Joe Biden.
Meanwhile, here is prominent historian Victor Davis Hanson.
It destroys all the credibility of the United States as a moral arbiter of democracy and constitutional government. How can we tell anybody in Asia or Africa or South America what they should be doing as far as jurisprudence and the rule of law? Every aspect of this Biden-Trump is asymmetrical. Trump was a president. He had that prerogative to declassify. Biden was a vice president. He didn't. Trump had only had those documents for less than 2 years. Joe Biden knew that he had them for 6 years and never told anybody. Nobody did anything about them.
All right. Texting right now at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Message and data rates may apply.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let me start with some good news for you here this morning. We've got some cool news, some good news that we're going to share with you here in about a half an hour. Coming up around 9:40, we got the phone lines open for the full hour, but we're going to sneak something in. We're going to sneak something really cool in for you coming up around 9:40 this morning. Our friend Jake Penwell, he's one of the guys that came up with the idea and is now making it happen. They're putting on this big Yellowstone International Air Show featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. They're going to have an F-35 there, all sorts of incredible aircraft. I mean, this is an air show like the area has not seen since I was a kid in the 1980s. In fact, since Jake Penwell himself was a kid in the 1980s, he saw the air show when he was a kid in the 80s, and it's been a dream of his ever since to make it happen again one day. He's now turning that dream into a reality. He, along with great folks like Matthew McDonald, they're teaming up to make this thing happen. But I mentioned it earlier in the week that they have been gracious enough to give us 4 free VIP passes to the Yellowstone International Air Show. This is all inclusive, food, beverage, some of the best seating, covered from the sun. These are incredible tickets, very pricey tickets. All the VIP passes have already sold out. They've still got some general admission tickets, though, but the VIP passes have sold out. So all week long, we've been collecting nominations for whether it's military or law enforcement personnel or veterans. So you've been able to nominate a law enforcement officer or a military personnel member to be thrown into the hat to be the winner of these free VIP passes. And so we're going to draw, or actually we've already drawn the 2 winners. Our good friend George Blackard drew the names out of the hat for us earlier this morning. We'll announce the winners. But I think we may have another opportunity for you to win as well. But stand by when Jake Penwell joins us here later this hour of the show. All right, back to the big story of the day here. And, of course, the phone lines are open for you, your reactions, or anything else you want to talk about. 406-294-0970. I put together a little bit of a montage for you there. Some of the reactions that are pouring in after this outrageous news was announced yesterday, that they are actually doing it. They are indicting former President Donald Trump over this whole documents dispute with the National Archives. I mean, Hillary Clinton was taking bleach bit, hammers to destroy BlackBerries. She was transmitting top secret classified information over unclassified email programs. And they, of course, totally let her off the hook over that. And she didn't even have the authority to declassify documents. A president of the United States does have the authority to declassify documents, like Victor Davis Hanson had just pointed out in that clip that I shared before. Mark Levin, though, national talk radio host Mark Levin, he really laid it out. I think he was on with Sean Hannity last night, and he summed it up precisely with this. Let me cue up the soundbite for you. There we go.
This is a document case, where a president of the United States or a former president faces 100 years in federal prison. Is this some kind of a sick joke on the American people? Joe Biden says he never told them what to do. Joe Biden had to sign off on this becoming a National Archives case to have it go to the Department of Justice. Who does he think he's lying to? The American people? This is a guy that's got documents from the time he was in the U.S. Senate, for God's sakes, in his garage. I don't want to hear from the legal analysts the technicalities about false statements and obstruction. This should never have been a criminal case. Willful retention of documents.
No, he's exactly right. They've had president after president of the United States that has had disputes with the National Archives or other programs about where are these documents are going to go, what are these presidents allowed to keep, what are they not allowed to keep. And it's just a documents dispute. But they are so desperate to not only go after and politically persecute Donald Trump, but they're also desperate to cover for Joe and Hunter Biden at the same time that, what a surprise that they announced that this indictment comes out at the very same time that congressional investigators finally got their hands on that FBI document showing the bribes that were allegedly paid to Joe Biden. Let's see. Evan in Belt sent us a message on our Montana Talks app. Says this: we cannot allow the dam of freedom to break. We are the last country able to hold back what would be rampaging floodwaters of Marxism. I know it can be discouraging at times, but we have no alternative. Get involved in whatever you feel you can do and press forward with it. We will win this battle. Evan, thanks for that message. Great to hear from you. He's, of course, one of our great Air Force veterans out there that listens to the show. So always good to hear from Evan in Belt. Another story that was lighting up the phone lines earlier in Billings and Bozeman in the earlier morning hours on the radio stations was this story. There's a poll that was reported on by the Daily Caller. And according to this Morning Consult poll, only a fraction of young people are very proud to live in America. According to this poll, only 36% of Generation Z adults are very proud to live in America. That compares with 74% of baby boomers who say they are very proud to live in America. So that one's getting a
lot. Let me pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings member underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app as well. In fact, when it comes to news of the Trump indictment, one of our liberal listeners in Bozeman says this: Trump is going to jail. Let's see. He is melting down like little snowflakes. This is so much fun to watch. So a liberal listener in Bozeman says Trump is going to jail, and he thinks that this is so much fun to watch. Interestingly enough, that sounds like the same reaction that Joe Biden gave yesterday when he was asked by a reporter, Hey, Joe, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, and she's one of the more moderate members of Congress. Congresswoman Nancy Mace basically says you sold out your country, according to this FBI document showing these alleged bribes here. And you know what his response was? He basically laughed about it. Where's the money? Ha, ha, ha. That's a joke. I'll play that for you here in a second, but I do want to get to your phone calls. But before I get to your calls here, President Donald Trump, I'm going to mix up the bumper music here for a second. We've been quoting some Billy Joel songs here recently, so I got to play a little Billy Joel for you here first. President Trump, you know, he took to Truth Social. I played a portion of his response to the indictment yesterday, shared the full video via Twitter that came from the Trump War Room. But basically, Donald Trump says, basically says he is an innocent man. The Biden administration is totally corrupt. This is election interference and a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Make America great again. That's what the Trump War Room shared via Twitter.
Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man.
All right. Anyway, I gotta drive to Missoula after the show today, doing a fireside chat with the governor and our senator later tonight at the GOP convention. So might have to play some Billy Joel music for that whole drive. Let's go to Johnny in Billings, first up on the phone lines. Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, they're prosecuting the wrong president. They should be prosecuting Obama. He's the one that's the dirty player in all of this. So that's all I've got to say.
Well, you know, you raise a good question because, you know, some might say, well, why Obama, not Joe Biden? But if Joe Biden took this bribe when he was vice president, well, who was president at the time? Who may have known about this? Who allowed
Obama,
this corruption?
Obama knew about it. Obama played dirty politics. He got Bush to bend down, kiss his ass. And sorry about that. And
I think that's allowed by the FCC. Well, you know, yeah, I've had some other listeners who messaged me earlier this morning, and they said, you know, a lot of this destruction of America and this great division started under Obama when Biden was vice president. All right, Johnny, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. 406-294-0970. We got, let's see, Lee in Kalispell. Lee, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Aaron. Yes, I was watching a little bit of MSNBC last night, and one of the people said that they need to show that they're impartial. Just saying that shows me that they're not impartial. Thank you.
All right. And do you want to explain a little more?
Well, that was about it. Just that they need to show that they're impartial on MSNBC.
Yeah, because MSNBC is just the picture of impartiality. Heck,
I know.
Meet the Press, maybe under Tim Russert. I know he leaned a little left, but Tim Russert was incredible on Meet the Press. Chuck Todd finally had to step down because man, he just crashed that show. That show had such a great reputation, and it's just been destroyed. I mean, Meet the Press became another MSNBC program, but no, I get where you're coming from. Is where, you know, it's like, they're gonna try to do something to make it look like they're being impartial. They might allow Hunter Biden to go down over some smaller, lesser charges to make it look like they're being impartial, but they're gonna let the big guy off the real big hook.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Lee, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Next up on the phone lines, let's see, who do we got here? We got Tommy in Polebridge. I think it looks like Tommy wants to weigh in on this story about this poll that came out. There's a morning consult poll. The Daily Caller has this headline: only a fraction of young people are very proud to live in America. Tommy in Polebridge, good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, and thank you for all that you do. I really appreciate this show, and I listen to it frequently. I wanted to chime in a little bit because it's just, by the way, I'm a little nervous here, so I've never done this before.
Hey, that's all right. We love first-time callers, so
thank you.
I'm still nervous sometimes, and I've been on the radio for over 10 years.
You're doing a great job. You got a little practice on me. But, you know, it's just disheartening, and I listened to the show this morning here again, you know, so my family had come back, had come to the States from Budapest, Hungary. And as a younger adult, and, I traveled back several times. And I could remember my family back there would always be frightened if we were in public or we were amongst some of the neighbors. And it was like, shh, be quiet. You know, they may be listening and they'll turn us in or something. And he was a doctor at the hospital and practiced there, and it was always the fear. We'd have to call the states back and just to let them know that we were okay and I was there. And you went to the post office to make these phone calls, and you could literally hear the person listening in on your conversation to call the states eating his lunch or breakfast or whenever it is that you were going. You can hear him literally eating, it was, don't take a picture here, or we're coming home at night and there's a stop, and I'll give you one more example after this one. You know, there's roadblocks. You get, where are your papers? Or you'd land with your airplane and the airplane landed rough, or it came to a halt about, I don't know, a city block away, maybe a little bit more, and you walk down the steps and, you know, there's pretty much at each corner was a military with a machine gun and a German Shepherd. And then you took a huge bus and went to the airport, and then they just, you know, ransacked everything you had, you know, that you had in your bag, what was you're able to bring in, what you're not able to bring in. So, you know, the point being is
that if you were somebody, if you were an immigrant to this country that fled communism and came to America for freedom, you now fear that you are living under a regime that you fled.
Yes. And I know there are many people out there today that feel that way.
You know what else it reminds me of, Tommy, is let's say you were somebody who moved to Bozeman or Missoula from Seattle or San Francisco or Portland, and you were thinking, God, I got to get the heck out of Seattle. I got to get the heck out of Portland. I mean, we got tent cities with people doing drugs and killing people and crime. And, man, I'm going to go move to Montana. And then you move to Missoula or Bozeman, and you got rainbow-colored crosswalks, and they're telling you can't light off fireworks on the 4th of July. And and you're like, whoa. This is what I was trying to flee from. That's how a lot of these immigrants feel in America right now.
Absolutely. It's just awful to see what they're getting away with. And then they come and they vote the same way, you know?
Yeah, they bring the mess with them. Yeah, exactly. Some of them, yeah.
It's just awful. It's just so disheartening. And young people should really, they're brainwashed. I mean, years and years of school and getting beat on about what this country is like, what happened to our history? Just a shame. It just really hurts.
Yeah, when you've got entire, elements in Hollywood or in the educational system or in our own government that are pushing this anti-American agenda, America's bad, tear down our history, tear down our culture, push it into the curriculum.
Yeah.
Well, then you wonder why so many young people won't say that they're proud to be an American. Well, we've got too many people inside this country that are attacking our own country. Tommy, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. 294-0970 is the number if you want to jump in on the conversation as well. By the way, Tommy, if that's your first time calling into a radio show, man, you sound like a pro. So you got to call in more often. That was great. Thanks for listening to KJJR. This conversation reminds me of another story that caught my eye. I hadn't even mentioned this one yet today. A grassroots effort to redraw Oregon's border continues to gain traction. So what if you're not living in Portland, but you're still suffering because of the people of Portland? What if you live in Eastern Oregon and you're thinking, man, I got more in common with the people in Idaho than I do with the people in Portland? Well, what about that? Let's check out the latest news. The Greater Idaho Movement is gaining some traction.
In a razor-thin vote, Wallowa County becomes the 12th in Oregon to join the Greater Idaho Movement, a push for conservative counties to secede from the blue state and join Republican-led Idaho. The county's special election results on the measure were finalized this week, and the Cook County Court voted in favor of putting it up for a vote on the May 2024 ballot. Ultimately, moving the border would require the approval of both states' legislatures and the U.S. Congress. The movement details growing divides between many in rural eastern Oregon, but critics say it only deepens political tensions.
All right, there you go. That was a Fox News Radio report I heard earlier this morning. All right, we got less than a minute before the break. Skip in Hamilton, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, sir, I know that the Republican State Convention is in Missoula, I think, starting today.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that after that convention is when a lot of candidates start deciding and announcing what they're going to run for next. And sometimes it's the surprises. And I hope the convention is something that goes smoothly and not too much contention. I know some of the central committees have been doing some interesting things by, there's been a lot of volatility. Maybe you personally heard about it.
Yeah, but, interesting. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. I'll come back to you. And then we got Jake.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Over the past week, over 71 cattlemen and women have been traveling the nation as part of the 2023 Young Cattlemen's Conference. These cattle producers learn about every aspect of the cattle industry, from pasture to plate, and even policy out in Washington, D.C., and serves as a cornerstone of leadership development for the future of the livestock industry. Montana's Dave Hansen, a part of the Cooper Hereford operation there near Willow Creek, Montana, shared his experience with me this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great opportunity to open my eyes to a whole different spectrum of the beef industry that I never really knew outside of the cow-calf / seed stock end of the things. So it's been a great opportunity to see where things go from the feed yards to the packing plants and obviously to the consumer, but also be in touch with what's really going on and what everyone really needs to be informed of, because sometimes you don't really understand what's going on a national level, because you just hear what you know, what you hear at the coffee shop or from friends that call you. So it's been a great opportunity for that.
The Young Cattlemen's Conference started in Denver, Colorado, traveled across Nebraska, visiting feedlots and processing plants, then made a stop at the Certified Angus Beef Culinary Kitchen in Ohio, also stopping at Wendy's, along with heading over to Washington, D.C. to learn more about policy. I'm Lane Northmond.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, we'll get back to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But first, we have a great guest joining us here on the show. I told you earlier this week that Jake Panwell and Matthew McDonald with the Yellowstone International Air Show, they were gracious enough to gift us with four VIP passes to the Yellowstone International Air Show featuring the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels coming up in Billings this August. It's going to be incredible. They got an F-35 and so much more. And so what we do, we had a lot of you send in nominations for law enforcement or military veterans and personnel. And then, you know, it would be too tough for us to pick from amongst the great nominations that we got. And so what we did is we basically pulled a couple of names out of the hat. Our friend George Blackard picked the names out of the hat for us here. And so anyway, here in just a second, I'll tell you who the winners are for these Montana Talks tickets, VIP tickets. For the Yellowstone International Air Show. But first, Jake Panwell with the air show, now with us on the phone lines. Jake, man, hey, thanks again for giving us this opportunity and our listeners this opportunity. I know you're a Navy veteran, and man, this has been a dream of yours since you saw the air show in Billings back in the 80s.
Yeah, you know, in 88, I saw the Blue Angels fly. And of course, that was here in Billings. And of course, that was right around when Top Gun came out. I believe Top Gun came out in like 85, 86, something like that. So it's kind of funny how history repeats itself, because here we are again. But in 88, when I was 11 years old, that was my moment. That's when I decided that I was going to go in the Navy and wanted to be in aviation. And I'll be darned if followed through with all of that. But that was the genesis of that whole idea, was coming to the air show, seeing the Blue Angels fly, seeing just how professional they were, you know, seeing the amazing things they did. And Matt and I have both said, we just want to be able to provide that for some other kids in the area. So this air show's, it's been a lot of fun.
It's going to be incredible. And you guys aren't making money off of this deal. This is for the community. It's something you saw as a kid that you want other, you know, kids of today to see. You know, earlier we were having this conversation about this poll that came out that, you know, only a fraction of young people are, quote, very proud to live in America. And, you know, a lot of the feedback is, well, you know, kids need to be taught why it's important that we live in America and why you should be proud to live in America. And part of that is the reason why there's such strong patriotism here in Montana is because of the patriotism that is taught at rodeos and by great teachers like Hunter Jones, who, by the way, is retiring this year and, you know, sent care packages to troops for decades now. And so, you know, big thanks to his service to Hunter Jones out there. But doing events like this is part of how we teach kids the greatness of America and how blessed we are to live in this great country.
Well, we can watch movies, we can watch documentaries, we can watch different things that happen, or different places where you can see our military on TV or on a screen somewhere or on your computer. But it's 100% totally different to see it in person and to watch the Blue Angels fly 16 inches or 18 inches away from each other as they're flying, you know, 450 knots in the air. It's just, it's absolutely incredible. To be able to see a C-130 and walk through the belly of a C-130. I mean, where else can you see just the incredible things that our military has? But then you also get to meet the incredible people that make up the military. Aaron, you're a veteran as well. You know how it is. You know, there's some absolutely incredible people. In fact, some of the best people I've ever met in my life that I'm still good friends with, I met in the military. So to be able to showcase that in a state that doesn't have a lot of military bases around, there's few, but not as much as in some of the higher populated areas. The fact that we value our military so much, that's not an easy thing to do. Something that you have to work at.
Well, and so you were talking about when you were a kid and you know, being at the air show yourself, and that's what, you know, helped instill that patriotism and that desire to serve. I was kind of joking about this poll about, well, not really joking really, but talking about this poll about being proud to live in America. I mean, maybe I was fortunate that I was a little kid and Northeast Montana in the 1980s. And I remember, you know, my first big trip to the big mall in Billings, and going to the big city to watch the movie that just came out instead of waiting for it a month later. But, you know, when I went to the mall, Top Gun had been out already. But so when I went to the mall, I bought this T-shirt. This will show you what a nerd I am, maybe. This T-shirt with
a hyper-color T-shirt.
Yeah, no, it was red, white, and blue. And it had the fighter jet and the American flag on it. Actually, I think this is even funnier. It had the fighter jet and the American flag, and then it said, "You can't touch this," which was the MC Hammer song on the air at the time.
That was your favorite tape, I guess, back in the 80s.
Well, you were the one wearing the Hammer pants, though, so...
I still do. I don't understand why that's wrong.
That's right. But. That's right. But they're American flag Hammer pants, so that it's all good. Hey, let me read who the winners are of the two tickets each, two VIP tickets each. That way, they can go, and bring somebody else with them. And we drew these.
I would love to hear that, Aaron, but I also want to give you a heads up before we run out of time. I have a couple other things, a couple of surprises that I would love to announce.
Yeah, go for it.
You go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because he's got. I know one of them, and this is a really good one. Because let me just say that there was one name of let's just say a military veteran who was also law enforcement, and a lot of people nominated this guy to get tickets. Oh, don't worry. I think that's going to be one of the nice surprises Jake has coming for us here in just a second. But yeah, here's our first winner nomination for a VIP at the air show. This came from Paul. Levi Reed, Lake County Sheriff. Levi is a youth group leader at church, newly elected school board member, and a sheriff. Levi brings the type of Christian values we need developing our youth and in law enforcement. So that was who Paul nominated. So there you go.
Levi Reed is the big winner today?
So Levi Reed is one of the big winners. And then the other big winner, this is kind of cool, Travis Struckman from Billings sent us this message. I want to nominate a Navy veteran for the air show tickets. Julie Dawkins Struckman is not only a vet, but also a fourth grade public school teacher, where she has touched the hearts of thousands of our children for well over two decades. She loves teaching children, and by that, she loves every child, and every one of them feel it. They know it without question. As her husband, I get to see it and feel it too. Thank you all, and keep up the fabulous show. Julie Dawkins Struckman is the winner of the other two tickets. I don't know if she's taken Travis with her or not, but that's up to her.
Well, I'll tell you what. Talk about another group of heroes out there. Our teachers are absolutely heroes out there. They're teaching our kids, our youth, and helping to groom them and help them grow. That's a tough job. That's a very tough job. So.
Well, I know this past year was a long one, too, after trying to recover from all the COVID years. 1 minute before our next break here, Jake Penwell with the Yellowstone International Air Show. What's surprise number one or surprise two, whichever one you want to start with?
You know, let's do this first one because it might take a little bit of time for people to call in. I would love to give a couple of VIP tickets away. This is a random. I know I'm kind of springing this on you at the last minute. Hopefully. It doesn't get your producer up in arms as there might blow up the phone lines a little bit. But
that always happens.
If there's a couple of listeners. I mean, I definitely want to take care of veterans. I want to take care of folks of the program that you're putting together. But I'd love to take care of a couple of listeners. We'll just do one giveaway with two tickets to our VIP show. And it could be the day, Saturday or Sunday, and we'll do that as well.
That's awesome. All right. Well, there you go. Okay, so if you call in right now on our Montana Talk studio line, 406-294-0970, we've got Josh filling in for Travis this morning. But call in during the break if you would like two VIP passes, and we probably just got to throw it out to the first caller out there. Probably should do that just to make it easy. And then Josh will write down their name and their number, email, etc. We'll get that to Jake. And then surprise number
two. Silver.com.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I did promise our listeners we'd try to sneak in some more phone calls for our open phones portion of the show here. Although I'm just realizing it might be a little hard to call in right now because I think people are still trying to call in to try to get those free VIP tickets. So hey, I should put it out there. We have our winner for the two free VIP passes to the Big Yellowstone Air Show that Jake Penwell just offered up here. Mark Boyd. Mark Boyd, you are the winner, and he's in Billings. So Mark Boyd in Billings, you're the winner of those two free VIP passes. So there you go. Yeah, Jake Penwell, man, thanks again for offering up these passes for our listeners. That's awesome. That's incredible. What's the other big surprise announcement?
You know, being in Billings and being born and raised here in Billings, there's a lot of solid people in this town. One guy that I've known for a really, really long time, his name's Mike Urena, and I've known his family, his wife, she's amazing. They're just good people, good, solid people. He not only was I don't know what the appropriate way to say this, because you say former Marine and it makes all the Marines cringe.
Still a Marine.
So he was
Marine veteran, yeah.
He's just not an active Marine. But man, he didn't stop there. He came home, spent some time doing little things at home, and then realized, man, I want to be a police officer. I like this kind of stuff. So he's been on the police force for a long time. He's also been on the SWAT team for a long time. So when you're on the SWAT team, you put yourself in danger, just like Marines do. And a lot of the other military members do. He puts himself in between danger and us, so he's there to protect all of us. Unfortunately, he got into a little incident earlier, I think about a year ago, maybe a little less than that, but got into an incident where he ended up getting shot and had some surgeries. And he got shot in the torso, so in the stomach area. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of vital organs and different things down there that you don't really want to get have bullets go through. So he has a little bit of a recovery time, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for him. He's not in danger of passing away or anything like that right now, but you know it's just a tough recovery process.
Yeah, and what a scary time for his whole family. And I saw Senator Gaines met with him recently, and just looks like a beautiful family. But yeah, this guy literally got shot in the stomach. And this wasn't his first shootout as a member of the police department either. And so the bottom line is, man, it sounds like you guys. We had a lot of people nominate him for the free VIP passes, but I thought, you know what, let's set those ones aside because I think that Jake's going to make sure they're taken care of regardless. So it sounds like you're going to take care of Mike Urena, and that's just awesome to make sure that somebody's put themselves in the line of fire and then now wounded on the job. That's great. You guys are taking care of him.
Yeah, we're going to make sure he and his family have a good time, able to go through and stay in the VIP areas, etc. But yeah, it's going to be. It'll be a lot of fun, and this is the least that we can do. One other thing I wanted to say, I just looked at his GoFundMe page for Mike Urena online, and it's not quite reached its goal. If anybody else wants to get on there and help him out as well, GoFundMe page would be a great place to show your support for Mike.
All right, Jake Penwell with the Yellowstone International Air Show. Jake, general admission tickets still available for people who want to get their general admission tickets?
Absolutely. General admission tickets still available online, yellowstoneairshow.com.
All right, Jake Penwell, again, big thanks. Thanks for taking care of the Urena family. That's awesome. All right, I promised you we'd get back to your calls, 294-0970. Let's see, we've got, looks like Janine in Billings, listening to KBUL, wants to weigh in on the absurd indictment against former President Donald Trump. Janine, what's your thoughts?
Well, I was just wondering if someone could investigate. I heard one time that Obama has an old furniture warehouse in Chicago that he had been putting documents in from his first administration. I wish I had more information, better information. Maybe some of your listeners who are more astute than I am, you know, could check that out. But supposedly he's got bunches of documents.
Well, if I remember right, the dispute with the Obama records was he had promised to put tens of thousands of these documents and make them available electronically, and he was refusing to do so for a long time. That was the big dispute there. I think when you're referring to the warehouse, the big criticism we've heard out of the city of Chicago is that all these poor minorities are suffering now. They're being, I think, booted out of their apartments. I remember seeing a story where because they're spending millions and millions of dollars to build this shrine to Obama in the form of a presidential library in Chicago, that all the people who live in the neighborhood are going to end up suffering as a result because of, I think, property prices and more. So I wonder if that's the story you're referring to.
No, this is a warehouse where he has been securing documents that he's been taking during his administration. And I don't know if something worth checking out. And like you say, the people, where are they going to put that shrine? They're going to have to tear down somebody's house to do it.
Well, isn't that so symbolic, though? That is what the Obamas of the world and on the left want. They want to prop themselves up. They want to build shrines to themselves, and they hold everybody else down. They want us to be reliant on them. They want us to be reliant on the government. And that's why they need us. That's why they hold other people down through tax policy and more. So pretty symbolic on that front. Hey, I mentioned I'm going to be in Missoula tonight for the Montana GOP convention. Yeah, I'll be doing a fireside chat with Senator Steve Daines and Governor Greg Gianforte. So look forward to seeing some of you there at the event. Sounds like they got a really cool speaker after that as well. So more to follow on Monday.